12:30 p.m. I take a call from Paula Shugart about the upcoming Miss Universe pageant in Quito, Ecuador. This event will be big, and we're going over all the details. The Miss USA pageant broke records this year, and we expect the Miss Universe contest to do even better. People couldn't believe I actually went into the beauty pageant business to make money. But it turns out I did, and we've had great success with them. Beautiful women can be a great attraction. I asked Rona to order some pizza for lunch, and I called Regis Philbin to chat. I also spent some time reviewing some reports on my properties. Since the final episode of the first season of The Apprentice, I've actually had time to devote myself fully to my properties. I like being a TV star, but I'm a builder at heart and always will be. I told Katie Couric on a recent appearance on the Today Show that she wouldn't have to see me again for a few months after I nearly became a regular on the morning lineup. I began calling the Today Show the Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow show to my staff. 1 p.m. I call Mike Vandergoes, director of Trump National Golf Course in Los Angeles, for an update. This course is becoming an unbelievable beauty, thanks to Pete Dye's expertise and Mike's daily care. I visited recently on a trip to Los Angeles and can't wait to play when the course opens. A friend calls in who had recently visited Paris and went to the Lido. In the show, an airplane arrives as a special effect, and the French people seated at the next table exclaimed, "Regardez, Donald Trump est arrivé," and then proceeded to discuss The Apprentice. Apparently, they received tapes of the episodes from American friends. Guess I'm world famous. I get a call about the Apprentice sign that had hung in front of Trump Tower until the final episode. It's no longer there, but it caused some media attention, as the city almost fined me for it. The amount of money and tourism the Apprentice has generated for the city of New York doesn't seem to matter to city officials. Should I be surprised? I call Melania to see what time I need to be ready tonight. We're going to the costume ball at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, which is a fabulous event in New York City, especially since I don't have to wear a costume. This reminds me of something, and I call Anna Wintour at Vogue magazine. She is fantastic. 1:30 p.m. I call Carolyn Kepcher for an update on activities at Trump National Golf Club at Briarcliff Manor. It should be a great season. Even with all her apprentice-related duties, she's remained as effective and efficient as ever as an executive vice president. She could be categorized as a Wonder Woman, considering her executive activities, being a regular on a hit TV series, and being the mother of two children. She handles it all. I take a call from Paul Davis, CEO at Trump Place. He's another gem. He's got an enormous property to watch over, and with his amazing talent, I can be assured it's in good hands. This property is not only a property to me, but a community. Visit the pier sometime at twilight, and you will have yourself a New York experience to remember. I go over the lyric sheets for the Katie Couric benefit aboard the Queen Mary II coming up in New York City. I'll be accompanied by Harry Connick Jr. Since I've already done some singing on Saturday Night Live, this event shouldn't be too hard. It should be a great night. I hope Harry can keep up with me. However, according to this script, he fires me. Life, as we all know, isn't fair.